Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
This is crazy. We had no idea that they continued to charge you with these reoccurring charges.
Yeah, I thought that it was really easy to get out of reoccurring charges. You just cancel your credit card. But somebody texted us and said, be careful of canceling your card in order to get out of these plans, because what happens is they still have an agreement with you that you're forced to pay. And so they'll even charge your new credit card number.
Yeah, they can go after you.
That's crazy.
Man, oh man.
Okay, so I'm trying to unsubscribe to Noom right now because I want to get out of it before my free trial's over.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is it says, like, how do I unsubscribe to Noom? But then they put a thing on top of it that I can't get back to it. Does that make sense?
Not really.
They put
it's
a
like
window.
A pop-up.
Yeah, they put a pop-up over. Thank you. They put a pop-up over it, and so I can't get back there.
Here's what you do. In the past, the ways around this is to go to Google.
Yeah.
And Google, just Google, how do I cancel? And they'll take you through the steps of how to do it.
Okay, that's perfect.
And you probably have to call them.
Yeah.
There should be a way to do it opt out online.
All right, I just thought getting a new credit card, it just gets rid of everybody. But it doesn't.
No, I guess not.
I have to and unsubscribe to everything. ClassPass, Noom.
Once you make a commitment and it's contract.
But you would think that, you know, you just take out your money or whatever, your credit, and you're just, if you get a new credit card, how are they allowed to do that? That seems illegal.
So you seem like the perfect candidate for back in the day when you could spend a penny to get 13 cassettes.
Oh my God, I love
remember that.
I do love that.
And then you wanted to cancel right after you got your 13 cassettes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember that? I could see you being on the hook for that.
Yeah, I remember getting an album called Stanley Dan, and I'd never heard of Stanley Dan.
Stanley Dan or Steely Dan?
Steely, yeah. And I'd never heard of them. And I'm like 8 years old with Steely Dan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what in the hell? And my mom had to pay for it. She was not happy.
Yeah. People got roped into it. It's the same scam. You got roped into that thing, and before you know it, you had a bill for like $600.
I know, right?
You were on the hook for that.
Man, So I'm really, what did you see, Schmidel? What did you read up on it, on charging your card?
I just saw that if you have like a contract, even if you cancel your credit card, they can just keep charging your account, basically, and then you're on the hook for that stuff. If you have a pending charge, just because you cancel your charge, it's not going to go away. You have to dispute the claim. And these guys are going to come after you. So
yeah, because that pending charge is already going to go in.
Crap!
Yeah, we're talking about those apps that you can sign up
free
for
trial.
That you get a free trial. Mm. And then after 3 weeks or so, it kicks in that you're actually paying for it. Well, for you to get that free trial, you've signed up for the contract. Now, they tell you you can cancel, but they make it really difficult.
Yeah, because I put in my credit card and everything, and then BJ's right. Look, I'm not a Noom girl.
You're not a Noom person. You know, before you make these crappy decisions, Jamie, why don't you just call me? I'm phone a friend. That's who I am for you.
So you can talk her out of it?
Yeah, I'm a phone a friend guy. I'm the king of common sense. I'll tell you, if you have to put a credit card in to get a free trial, you're getting screwed.
Jamie, it says if you send a message to your online coach.
I don't know where she went.
She's a computer.
She'll send you a cancel.
She's a MacBook sitting in somebody's bedroom.
Oh my God.
That's it.
No, my Noom coach is my friend.
No,
awkward would that be? Like, hey, I want to cancel.
I know.
Was it because of me?
I know. All right, so I got to wait for her to write me another message, and then I said cancel, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
We'll see how that...
I don't think that's going to work either.
What was I thinking? I literally was standing... I mean, I wasn't even sitting down watching TV. I was standing there. I looked at all these happy skinny girls on TV going, Noom has changed my life. Oh my God, with Noom. And I was like, I want to be you. And I signed up. Yeah.
It's like those Weight Watchers commercials.
Yes.
I know,
because Oprah likes bread and you can eat bread.
Now, how many times a day is she supposed to reach out to you and to give you your motivation?
I don't know. I'm supposed to tell her my weight or something.
You got to check in with your meals.
She even wants my blood pressure. You know, what the hell?
How
do I know how to do it? Am I going to stop by Walgreens, put my arm in a cuff?
Sounds more like it's some pervert in a basement somewhere. That's like Schmidl's wanting your weight.
Yeah, no, it's like, and then honestly, am I supposed to stop by Walgreens, put my arm in the cuff?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know what they expect.
I see those people at Walgreens, and they're like 80.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be the girl that's like 80, put my arm in the cuff?
They take naps in those things.
Get in line. Get in line. They need all your deets.
God, what was I doing?
I don't know.
That's so dumb. It's like the treadmill. Am I really going to walk on it?
Whoa. Stop. Don't be dissing the treadmill. There's still a chance for it. I'm just saying this particular decision you made was really dumb. But the treadmill could work for you. I'm just going to support you on that.
I know, but I went down in the basement to look at, because I had to clean the basement before they, you know, so you'd look like a clean person.
Right.
And so when they delivered it, and then I realized I don't even have a cable box down here. What am I going to, how am I going to watch TV? Because my plan was to watch Bravo and then walk on the treadmill. I have a TV down there, but no cable box.
You didn't realize this?
No.
You were setting up the workout gym?
No.
But you don't even have cable?
No, because the kids always played Xbox on it. That's what they use that TV for.
Yeah.
Just get an Apple TV for down there.
All right, fine.
Just go get a box. It's Xfinity, right?
Yes.
You got the same thing I got. Right, it's easy. It's easy because it's wireless.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Right. There's no wiring. There's nothing.
Oh, that's right. Your commercial said so.
The Xfinity system is a wireless system.
Okay.
So whenever you want to move a TV from one room to the other, there's no problem with it.
Right.
You just literally unplug the box and plug it back in somewhere else.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, well.
So you're fixed.
Okay, but let's talk about the real truth. Like, do you really think I'm going to do it, though?
Again. This is why you should phone a friend.
I know.
Me. I know. I can walk you through this stuff.
Do you think I'm going to get on the treadmill?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Because my girlfriend said that you start really strong, like with the, she got the Peloton bike.
Yeah.
And she's like, you start really strong and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then like the next week you're like, I should do that. And then the next week you're like, I don't want to do that.
Today is Monday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You received it over the weekend.
Yeah.
Is it put together yet?
No. Tomorrow gets put together.
Yeah, you're not talking really positive.
You're starting out with a bad attitude.
I don't see you coming out of the gate really strong. I think you're coming out of the gate more like a herd of turtles.
I am?
Yeah, I don't hear the motivation in your voice. We're already cussing out some lady that's sending you a text. Trying our best this morning already to get out of that thing that you signed up for. And then you come back with, you think I'll ever use the treadmill? That's not a good sign.
No. Here's the motivation. Though you can only have a glass of wine if you're walking on the treadmill. No other glasses of wine.
Just only on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be on it all the time.
She will flip you off. You keep that language up. Don't tell her when she can have her wine.
Exactly.
Schmuck.
I know, right? And then the other thing I was going to sign up for, and I wanted to get everybody's opinion. Oh my God, I sound like a lunatic. I was going to sign up for the meal plan. Those meals.
Fresh
Fit.
Yeah, I don't know what they are. Like, they're low carb.
There's a couple companies out there,
I was going to get those. What do you think about that?
Well, the only reason that I would support that with you is I think your kid's going to starve today. Because you don't cook. You don't have an oven that works. So that might be a lifesaver, actually. Yeah. So I don't really know about that. And I don't know about their contract situation. But I'm just thinking of poor little Ralphie.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that kid.
Man, he likes to eat out.
He does. I know. And I think the meal plan, I think he'd get tired of that. He loves to go out.
We go out to, I don't know. I just thought, this will be a great way to keep me on track. But I don't know if you have to have a working oven for some of them.
You do for some of them.
I can't do that then.
That's over.
Ta-da. But remember, my New Year's resolution is to actually have somebody come out and fix my oven.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that done.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks now. Nothing. We don't have anything going on.
But I'm really trying, you guys. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm spending all the money to get a fabulous body. And just we'll see what happens.
You just got to be positive.
That's crazy.
Thank you. I just got to be positive.
I like your attitude, I guess.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.